Welcome to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. Really appreciate your joining us here on the program today as we are now, the calendar is, and I even hate to use this analogy, especially because of where I live, but someone set fire to my calendar and it's just burning up. And we are already into, if you can believe it, already into the month of December. The 21st is just around the corner, as it were. And I'm going to tell you again, like I've told you many times, we are going to be here on the 22nd, the 23rd, the 24th of December, of January 2013, 2015, as long as it takes to do the things that that we want to do. So please, don't get caught up in the fear and the angst and the anxiety and all those things. You're going to have a much better life. I want to remind you that we come your way every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time. We stream live at richarddugan.com, and we also stream live at newspress.com, as well as a rebroadcast on a2zen.fm, 3 p.m. Sundays. And then we archive these programs as well at richarddugan.com, the radio show's page. And I love this time of the year because I love the cool weather. And that's really what it comes down to for me. It has less to do with the holidays and more to do with the fact that I just enjoy the cool weather. I have to say that I wasn't really pleased with the weather that we had in September and October of this year because it was a lot warmer than I really appreciated in that context. But, you know, if it does that again, we may be moving further north, like to Alaska. I don't know. They get some warm temperatures up there too, but not nearly the type. Give me 50s and 60s consistently. I'll drop down into the 30s occasionally too, but 80s and 90s, I've had plenty of that. 46 years of that, my first half of my life, that was enough. I've had that experience. It's time now to have the cold experience. Well, the experience we're going to have today, I think, is going to be exciting. It's going to be a lot of fun. The power of peace in you. It's a revolutionary tool. It's actually a revolutionary new tool, old tool, for hope, healing, and happiness in the 21st century. And my guest is Marlise Carlin, and she is joining us. She's the author of the book. She has a website also. It is marlisecarlin.com, and I want to thank you so much for joining us on the program.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
The concept of peace, I mean, every time I talk to people about peace on this program, that little musical song comes up, you know, "Let there be peace and let it begin with me." And that's really what it comes down to. And the whole book that you've written here and everything that you're doing right now in this regard has to do with getting people to understand that if you want peace in the Middle East, if you want peace in Washington, if you want peace in your family, do I really have to have peace within me first? And that's my first question to you.
Well, I'll tell you, yes, that is absolutely true. And even before we begin to go there, because many people are not experiencing any peace in their own lives, in their own relationships. So even before we begin to look at peace in the world at large, let's look in your own life. How are you experiencing your own life? You know, how are you dealing with your relationships? And at a time like this, when so many things are shifting and changing, finding this peace within that expands your potential for everything you want to do within your own life, for moving into your dreams, for creating your life's purpose, for, you know, all of that is really an essential element for living an extraordinary life today.
And that raises another interesting question, to live an extraordinary life. I guess I'm one who likes to define terms. So what do you mean by extraordinary life? Because a lot of us, our lives are extraordinary, but it's more like, for me, in the last, as we shared before we started the program, in the last 6.5 years, I've lived an extraordinary life that's been threatened by fire 4 times.
Right.
I'm not sure that that's the kind of extraordinary life you're talking about, is it?
Well, look, you know, can we completely shift the ups and downs in life that surround us? No. But when we shift our perception, then how we deal with them is so uniquely different that life is already different, that we're living an enriched life, that things don't hit us in the same way they did before. Plus, you know, and I know you're going to love this because, just like you're saying, you like to define words and mm-hmm. what does extraordinary life mean. So let's go back for a moment to what am I talking about when I say peace in you? Is that just a smiley, happy face saying I'm feeling slightly content right now? No, it isn't. What I'm speaking about is an energy, a universal life force energy that is accessible today more than ever before. And the reason I give that name peace is because in all the travels I have done, wherever I am, everybody has a different name for their personal truth. So one person calls it God, one person calls it Buddha, another person calls it the quantum sea. And when you're in the experience of this infinite energy, then all those names drop away. And that's when you're living an extraordinary life, because we want that peace to move through us into every single day. Because then how you deal with life, how you manage those fires, how what you perceive, and also remember, what you're tapping into is literally unquantifiable. And so can you assist in shifting the world around you? Yes, you can. And yes, you see that happening. But it begins with you.
One of the myths that I actually experienced being busted, if you will, not too long ago, was the one that says, you cannot change other people, you can only change yourself. And it turns out that that is a myth. Now, I explain that by saying, you don't do it consciously. By virtue of changing yourself, you change the people around you. You can't help but do it, because there are going to be some people who aren't going to like the change that you've made in yourself. And they're going to resist it, and they're going to try to talk you down from that change and change you back to the way that you were. Then there are going to be other people who go, oh my, wow, that was incredible. And they're going to want to know how you did it so that they can do it too, because it excites them.
Right.
So the truth is, yes, you can change other people, but you have to change yourself first.
Yes.
That's
and,
something.
You know, when you tap into that understanding of that energy field of awareness that surrounds us and that exists within us, you could even think about that in the simplest way possible. Like, think about when you walk into a party and somebody is literally emanating that force field of love and happiness. Oh, you just want to hang out with them.
Yeah.
You can feel it. And even if you came in a bad state of mind, it's very possible your state of mind could begin shifting when you're hanging out with this person. And you can also experience radiating from the angriest person in the room the troubled feeling that he is having or she is having. And if you get yourself absorbed in a conversation with this person, you might accelerate that little bit of concern you have, and now you've become anxious as well. So even in the simplest form you can think of, our state of being shifts people around us, and exactly like you said.
Well, we're headed, in this month of December, we're headed for what some might consider to be the great shift of 2012. Supposedly, we have put a lot of energy into December 21st, 2012, because of not just the Mayan calendar, but that seems to be a major focal point. And of course, there are people who have charged it with all kinds of other things as well. And yet, the majority of my guests, matter of fact, all of my guests that I've had on to talk about this subject, all say, we're not looking at disasters and calamities of an external nature. We're looking at transformation and change within ourselves from the inside. To that end, in your book, you actually have a power of peace map that transitions from intention to experience, knowledge, healing, integration, empowerment, and conscious living. That last one is probably for some, they would say that's going to be the hardest thing because we don't get in the zone, which is that's a whole different area. That's when you're living on purpose, you are focused, and your intention has been, I want to do this thing, I want to create this thing. And time either stands still or flies by. You have no concept of it because you are so, as the phrase goes, especially as a sports analogy, you're in the zone. As opposed to just going through the motions, almost unconsciously getting up in the morning and getting ready for work and getting in the car and going to work, doing your job, clocking in, clocking out, driving home, winding down from the day, going to sleep, and then starting it all over again. That is not conscious living.
No, this is where you begin to understand that your inner life can be more important than the reality that surrounds you. And the more, and when you recognize that your future is based on the choices that you make, then learning to envision, to dream, intend a future in harmony with your heart's intention becomes fun, and it becomes the life you're living. Now, it doesn't mean that, I mean, you know, what in the book, you can read story after story after story of people from every walk of life, from children to Maasai warriors, from CEOs, you know, to business professionals in hospitals. And what you find is when we connect to this innate power, you begin shifting your life through who you're being. And then what these people did, that's why I had to put the stories in the book, was so inspiring. And again, you watch a warrior, a Maasai warrior living on the plains of Africa, get all the way to the place. He's so filled with hope and intention and courage that he ends up making it to America, going to school to learn how to be a balloon pilot so he can earn extra money for the clinic he works in. And when I met him, he was working in a clinic, you know, taking care of people every day there in one of the most poverty-stricken areas you can imagine. So how do you get from that to completely living your dream? Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
When you recognize that, you realize, wait a minute, I can take responsibility for my life and for moving it toward how do I want to live my life? How do I want to see, you know, my life evolve in this future that's moving toward us?
Well, I got to tell you, though, to make extra money being a balloon pilot ain't a bad part-time job. I'd take that. That
yes.
would be a lot of fun because I just love the whole aspect of flying, even though that was not where man was intended to be, flying through the air. But we've gotten real creative, and that's what we're doing, and that would be very exciting. But then again, he's also living his passion as well through the clinic. And I know that a lot of people are feeling very put upon. They're feeling as though there's no end in sight, that unconscious circle that I spoke of earlier,
right,
doesn't seem like there's an end. And I happen to have experienced a rather interesting event back in September where I became a great uncle. And my parents are great grandparents. And I thought, well, this is very cool. Four generations are alive at the same time. But I got to thinking about that little girl that was born and thinking, what does she have to look forward to, that same unconscious circle? I hope not. And that's what we're kind of working towards, you and I and others like us who are trying to make changes for a different world. We've done this. We've done this long enough. And it's time to do something totally different. And I'm really excited about that. And you've created some very unique and rather exciting tools to do that. And we're going to experience that here in just a moment. So let's describe a little bit about some of these tools that you have made available. One of them, the two of them are somewhat similar. One's 18 minutes and the other one is 5. We're going to deal with the 5-minute one here on the program in just a moment. But you've created some really fascinating and exciting tools to help people to tap into that, the power of peace within.
Yes. And what you're tapping into is that innate experience of who you truly are, that innate brilliance that exists within you. What I want you to know, just to back up for a moment before I explain the elements of the Simplicity of Stillness method, is going back to this man in Africa, because I met him in one of these synchronistic moments in the middle of the plains when I couldn't get back to my lodge because the rains were so intense. And I ended up staying in a Maasai village. And what I want you to know is, this man, after he had experienced his first stillness session, which is what we're going to experience in a few moments, it ignited hope within him. And he was feeling, as so many people do today, like it'll never happen. Nothing's going to change. You know, that's where he was. Mm-hmm. And he said he experienced so much hope that he knew now that he was meant to have that dream that he had always had, but he didn't know how.
Mm.
And I'll tell you, at the time, I committed to offering him the monies that came in from one of my CDs. And so we stayed in touch. And did it happen overnight? No. The next year, there was drought. He lost all of his cows. That's what he was intending to sell to earn the money to get a ticket to come to America to go to the balloon pilot school, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Then, the year after that, there was political unrest, and people were being shot at, the Maasai and all these people, and he had to shut down from everything. So he went through 3 years of extreme challenges, things that we don't ever even have to deal with. And he held on to the hope. He kept doing the stillness session until the day everything began falling into place. So this is what we have to look forward to, because when you begin experiencing this knowing within you, that hope is always there. So when you have the moments and you don't know what to do, you do the stillness session and you're accessing infinite intelligence. You know the answer to the next step in your journey.
Mm.
And then you begin experiencing the inspiration of hope and of healing, where your mind still has those limitations. And that's what gets us to this new world. That's where, I'm not saying you're never going to have another challenge. No, you will. We all will. Because that's part of our journey and moving to this new world. But when you've got the knowing inside you and the tools to go and get when you're feeling, you know, you don't have that power in the moment, suddenly it reawakens within you.
Now, I want to give people who are driving in their cars an opportunity to find a place to pull over to the side of the road before we start this, because I'm going to guess that this is not something that you really want to be focused on, especially while you're driving.
Well, let me say this. I've actually made stillness sessions, even 11-minute ones, that you can use while you take a walk.
Okay.
Okay? Because, you know, this is about not about thinking of meditation where I only do it then and then here's my life. This is about streaming this experiential energy into your life in every moment. So, yes, you can do it in the car. Will you want to continually? No. You want to give yourself that time where you can lay down.
Okay.
Be still. So I would say if you're driving, yes, it's fine. Don't put your total focus there because you still want to be focused on the road ahead.
Right.
And for those of you who have the opportunity, just allow yourself to be seated in a comfortable position, if you can. You can even lay down. And let's just take this moment now, knowing that you're drawing to you what is perfect for you in this moment, and begin breathing very deeply.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and begin this, and I'm going to leave your mic open so that if you want to add something as it goes along, you feel free to do so, and then we'll continue our interview following this.
Beautiful.
Thank you. let the world drift away. Now is that perfect moment where there is nothing more to do. Nothing more to say. Just allow the beat of your heart to guide the way. Breathe in deep. Feel the resonance of love as that energy stream of pure peace dances and moves within you. See that luminous light as it radiates from your core out into this world. The wind is whispering your name. As the rain washes your worries away, so you can breathe in the knowing of you. Just breathe in the knowing of you.
And mind if I can bring us out fairly gently from that five-minute interlude. We're talking with Marlise Carlin, the author of The Power of Peace in You. It's a revolutionary, a revolutionary new tool for hope, healing, and happiness here in the 21st century. I thank you for not using, in this context, the word quantum. I think it's been overused, Marlise. But again, those are just words, and we're trying to get a point across that we need to find that place of equilibrium within ourselves.
Well, what I invite you to do anytime you're in a stillness session is to bring that awareness with you that you're in the experience of back into the space where you are. Because in that way, we're moving that beautiful vibration within us back out into the space, out into the conscious reality that we're living in. And then even through that, we're uplifting our community. We're uplifting our family. We're uplifting ourselves because we're continuing to bring that loving quality and energy out into this world.
On a scale of 1 to 10, where is your level of peace right now?
Well, what I want you to know is that I'm always connected, as we all are, to that stream. And how much we allow it to flow through us is completely different within every individual. Because we also have the possibility of what I say, going back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So we wake up for just this long, and then we get all involved in all that reality around us. And we forget to stay connected to that core knowing that puts us in that zone, as you spoke of. Because there is a zone that exists for all of us. But when our mind is only on the fires of life,
yes,
then we forget where the zone is. And when we're in the zone, we know how to deal with any fire that appears. We know whether we're leaving or staying. We know what to do to help others around us because we are connected to that infinite awareness, that infinite intelligence that exists in the zone. And so when I saw what began happening to people as I offered this experience out, that's what really inspired me to then develop this methodology. And the methodology has three main tools or elements, if you will. One is this new form of meditation called a stillness session that's words and music that transmit that sweet energy, that awakening energy of consciousness. The second is a reconnection tool so that we can reconnect to that space inside within a moment. It's like, you know, once you've been anchored into something, you know how to connect back to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third are practices. And they're very, very practical. And it's what I really pulled together from the study that I did for over 25 years of the experts of today when I began understanding more the laws of attraction and the ancient wisdom from being with enlightened masters and the revolutionary new schools of thought from scientists. And I studied leadership because I ended up in so many places where I ended up leading thousands of people in the nonprofit work that I did. And so I congealed all of this brilliant knowledge into practices that you could use every day. Because once you begin experiencing or reigniting, because I'm sure there are many people who already know exactly what I'm speaking of, when you're reigniting it, you still got to bring it into the practical of every day. You're still going to have something you bump up against. And so here come, there are 11 practices throughout The Power of Peace in You that guide you back into that space of knowing and contentment and passion for life.
And there are still people who are looking for that. They're still looking for their passion in life. I happen to see a television program of a rather high-ranking individual in one of the major financial institutions that is based in New York, and he quit by putting an editorial into the New York Times because he said that basically he'd gotten tired of the way that things were starting to go, where the company's hierarchy viewed their customers, their clients, the people they made their money from, they viewed them as puppets. And that he didn't think – he said that wasn't right. That was unethical. It was even immoral in a sense that you didn't treat these people with more respect and consideration. And he said, I'd had enough. I can't do this. I can't treat people like this. And I even asked that question of people in those kinds of positions. Would you treat your mother, your sister, your father, your brother, your children, would you treat your relatives this way? And I would hope that they would answer, well, of course not. Well, then why do you treat everyone else that way? We're all connected. We're all part of the same group.
But I look at it, Richard, as a place of unconsciousness. And so you don't have choices when you're unconscious. Just as, you know, why are there people who live in abusive relationships? They haven't recognized the level of consciousness to know that there's another life beyond that. Why do people keep sticking to addictive patterns? You have to have this awakening of a new level of consciousness where you have to have it combined with, and this is exactly what happens through this work, courage arises within you. Mm-hmm. That's always been there, but you hadn't tapped into it. This strength that suddenly you realize you can make that change. This awareness of knowing. Now, my guess is something exactly what I'm speaking of is what happened to this man. That he reached this place of, I can't do this, and I will walk away from even what I call success in life, and I will find a new way to be successful without doing this. Because the level of consciousness in him rose to the place where he could no longer live in that same situation. And that's why, as more people become conscious and we begin tapping in to that innate power, and I call it peace, you can call it whatever name you want, within you, we begin to see the shift we want to see happening in the world. And I'm telling you, it's already begun. It's already begun in a huge, huge, huge way. That's why you have so many wonderful people to interview. Because they're, you know, and who are offering such great gifts to the world, and yes, why you had that inspiration of that something you want to bring out. That's another sign of it, isn't it? We didn't have this many people speaking like this 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's begun. And now, you know, through more and more people, you know, and my feeling is what I'm here to offer is for those who've been on a long time journey, you know, and you want to reignite that power and go even higher to the understanding of what is the next playground you want to play on in this new world. Mm. What do you want to see opening within you? And this is why just listening to stillness sessions and tapping into this methodology, there are Buddhist monks who are already doing this work. There are CEOs, there are scientists, because it's so simple, and they're kids, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, exactly.
And if you're just wanting to, if you're just finding that life is falling apart everywhere you look, then this is something you can simply begin adding in your life by literally listening to these stillness sessions in your car, when you take a walk, whatever, and naturally, which is what you find in the stories in the book, suddenly, I've written about skeptics who said, forget about it. I don't believe in what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And then they did it, and life began to change for them, just naturally.
Mm-hmm.
So how cool is that? You don't have to believe in anything except your own experience.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. Marlies Carlin is my guest. And again, the title of the book is The Power of Peace Within You. We're going to continue this interview here on Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan. Stay tuned.
Tell me your stories. I'll do my best.
Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan. Thanks so much for staying with us as we continue our conversation with Marlise Carlin and her book, which is The Power of Peace Within You. Every time, like I said before, every time I think of that concept, I that little tune rolls around in my head. Let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me. I am quite intrigued by what you have to provide and offer to us in terms of finding that peace within. And I'm wondering how you came about this. Did you come into the world with this wonderful concept and began as a little child, or did you go through the same kinds of things that most of us went through in terms of the upbringing in my case, I was born and raised Catholic and had those wonderful experiences. And I say that both actually seriously, but also tongue in cheek. But I began to experience as I got into my late teens that there was more. And I wanted more of that. I didn't know exactly what it was, but I began what I called my search. And I'm still on it. I'm on it here with you on this program now. So tell us, what was the catalyst that shifted your understanding and awareness of peace that wanted you to pursue it and then provide it help the rest of us?
Well, you know, it's like you said, how did it all begin? Well, it began when I was very young. I grew up in an alcoholic household with an abusive alcoholic father, and I ran away from home at 16. So my search began at that early age, and what I was looking for was who I was beyond who he said I was. And I was looking for that freedom from the pain and the suffering that I was experiencing. And it led me into drugs and alcohol, and I became a teen mom. And, I mean, I walked through a lot of dark alleys. But I absolutely know that that was part of my journey. And then I had the good fortune of meeting a meditation master, and I began dissolving some of that anger that I was living with. And when that happened, it opened in me this curiosity of why my body was so affected by the anger and by, you know, what I was experiencing. And so I dove into understanding different healing traditions. And as I was saying before, and then I wanted to understand more about new thought and the quantum science and the, you know, and leadership. And all these things were coming to me because I just was, you know, needing to understand how I could continue this journey and evolve more. And then I became very successful. I was a Hollywood film producer. I won awards. I was an international director of a nonprofit. I traveled all over the world. I was happily married. And then I had an injury. And that injury reminded me that I had gotten off my original journey. And what happened is I began opening up time for stillness. And now I had the belief systems that I could create my world, and I could create and open to, not create, I could open to the experience that I always wanted. And by holding that vision, so that strong intention, and giving myself space for stillness in a period of time, I woke up one morning, not in that experience, but in a horrific experience, you know, which you might call almost that dark night of the soul, right? Because I saw everything I had done in my life I was ashamed of. So a lot of my religious upbringing was there to say, you didn't do this, and you did this, and you know, all that sort of stuff. But it wasn't just my religious upbringing. It was just what was meant to happen in that moment, you know, that I was to experience all of my limitations. And it made me so sad. I felt I would never be forgiven for all the things I had done. And if that were the case, how could I experience that freedom I was looking for? And while I was laying on the floor, literally weeping and crying from this thought, this energy, this palpable, exquisitely beautiful energy began to move through me. And as it did, I realized that I was experiencing everything that I had asked for. I don't still today have words to tell you, to give you that experience. All I can tell you is, what it did for me was give me that understanding of what is possible for all of humanity. And it completely shifted my perception of life and my purpose in life. And I began very naturally releasing another layer of fears that I still had been holding on to, even though I'd been 20 years meditating. And another layer of misconception. And all this new understanding arose inside me that gave me courage, that gave me greater relationships, more love, you know, knowing a love that never leaves you. And so much came to me, it guided me to develop the Simplicity of Stillness method.
Mm. Well, I certainly, our listeners can go to the website and they can actually listen to that five.
There's an easier, yes, and there's an easier way. What I've done is powerofpeaceinyou.com. Powerofpeaceinyou.com will take you right there, and there's a stillness session you can already download. There you can see an excerpt, and there's some free gifts, so you can really begin to experience for yourself what all these thousands of people are experiencing around the world today, and see, you know, try it on. It's like another dish at a magnificent dinner table, you know, so if you're already having a practice of meditation, add in a new dessert to what you're already doing. Just check it out. And if it's something new to you and you just say, wow, I never liked meditation, but I can listen to music, then that's something nice too, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Because it's just that simple.
And that's the very analogy we use too. This, we have a smorgasbord of guests and concepts and choices. And there's a line from a song, take what you need and leave the rest. And that's all we ask is that you at least, you know, take a listen to the program. But I also use this warning that once you have heard this program, it's too late. You can't unhear it. And that's something else that we focus on a lot on this program is be careful what you listen to, what you read, what you see, who you associate with, because those things will have an impact on who you are. And if you are really working towards changing your life, maybe it's time to start taking a look at those influences in your life. And that's why we have people like Marlies Carlin on the program to talk about these kinds of things. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and I thank you so much for staying with us on the program as we are getting deeper into this whole concept. And Marlies, I'm wondering, who inspires you?
Every single person I meet. And I learn from everyone. I think we are all teachers and we are all students. And the more we allow ourselves to learn, even from the difficult situations, that becomes a great teaching in itself. And one thing, just to address what you were speaking of, about being watchful of where you place yourself, what you find is the more you resonate on higher levels of consciousness and understanding, then being around people who are speaking words that bring you down, that are speaking words that, you know, that are living in angry spaces, it will become so uncomfortable. You can still wish them well and bless them, but you will move on. You will very naturally move on because you're not a match anymore. And this is what happens to so many people. You suddenly, literally, like one young woman, 26 years old, and she was one who had said to me, no, I don't believe in anything like that. But she was very ill. She had developed some horrific disease that the doctors told her she would have her entire life and that there was nothing she could do to change it. She had to go to the hospital like every week and be hooked up to machines that would drain fluid from her body because it was getting so big and really having pain and everything. And so finally I you know, got her to come to one program. Well, guess what happened? Now, is this synchronicity or what? But the next day, driving to work, she didn't have the usual road rage and scream and holler out of her window that she told me she always did, but she found a radio station playing when she got in the car that made her laugh all the way to work, a radio program. Then, within a month, she suddenly decided where she worked, the people really weren't very uplifting, and she thought she'd rather go find another place to work, and she changed jobs. Then, within a month after that, suddenly her apartment, she got evicted, she and her boyfriend. Well, she didn't even get upset now. Now she said, you know what? I'll find a better place. I want more light around me anyway. And this kept happening. She dropped off all the fried foods. She began eating better. She began exercising. She began dropping off the medication because she felt so much better. Within 1 year's time, she was completely off of all medication. When she went back to the doctors to be checked, they told her again, we've told you you're never going to get rid of this disease. It's a lifelong disease. They took the test. And then they said, oops, we think we misdiagnosed you to begin with because we can't find a trace of it in your body.
Yep. I hear those kinds of stories a lot from a medical standpoint. Had my own experiences back in 2006. Both my wife and I, we lost our jobs. The station I was working for was sold. She actually, the next day after my last day, she quit her job because it was a hostile work environment. And so we got to a point where we said, well, I mean, she turned to me that evening and said, you know, I'm scared. I feel like we're on the edge of a precipice. And of course, I'd been interviewing folks like you and others and going through workshops and seminars and personal growth programs and listening to CDs and reading books and on and on and on. And the same message kept ringing true. And they all say the same thing. When you're on the edge of a cliff, you do two things. You jump and you trust. And so we did. And we took a week off and we came here to Santa Barbara. And then we went back home, put the house on the market, sold it on it closed on the 8th of May. 2 weeks later, the market in Phoenix began to drop. And we were here. I just happened to find a place up in the hills that would allow cats and dogs. And I mean, you know, and I had no fear at all. We were both unemployed, and yet there was just something about all of that that just flowed.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
That's learning to trust and listening. That's beautiful. You completely have that. And look what you've been given. You know, look at that. Because you missed that whole downturn. You missed the whole, you know,
well,
you landed in a beautiful place. And how exquisite.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the greatest, you know, gift to give people. To have that understanding.
And then
it can be so frightening.
Oh, you know? It can be.
It can be so frightening, and yet look what can happen.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
So, I mean, the volume isn't, your book is not that large. I mean, it's only a few hundred pages at most, and yet I can only imagine that I'm sure you didn't write this thing in a night, but I'm sure that this just kind of, it flowed out of you because you had that understanding, that awareness to be able to put it down into words.
Well, it was a journey. It was a journey. And I feel really grateful that the universe allowed me to keep playing until I could allow it to really move through me. And to such an extent, I ended up even getting Wayne Dyer's editor, and who only works with him. And she said to me, my gosh, this is amazing.
Yeah.
So I had the great benefit of working also and surrounding myself with wonderful teams of people. But it is, as you say, I listened and allowed that knowing to flow through me. And then I wrote the practice so that people could have something they could grab onto immediately in their own lives. And I could just write the stories that inspired me of what happened to so many people as they began to recognize that light within themselves.
I often say on this program that when one sits still and listens to that still small voice, that it will never lead you astray. It will never hurt you. It may challenge you, but it is never going to hurt you. And I said this to one of my guests, and he says, yeah, but a lot of people hear a lot of voices in their head. So it leads to the question, and those other voices tell you to do a lot of other things. So I guess the question is, how can we be sure of the voice that we're hearing? What is there a clue that we can pick up on where, okay, that voice is, as the phrase goes, that's the monkey mind, as the term has been used.
Right.
And that over there, that's the still small voice, and we use that in all caps.
You know, I completely agree with what he said, and it is something to be watchful for because, you know, when we often think of ourselves as very small, and so that is the tape recorder in the head that doesn't give you the best guidance. That's the one that's the roommate that keeps telling you horrible things that you need to get rid of. But when you begin connecting to that universal consciousness that exists, then when the messages come through, and they come through in a book, and they come through on a poster that you're walking by, and they come through from the child that says something because you just asked that question, then you know because you're asking the question and the answers start coming.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's why one of the practices I have is also you're always combining, connecting through that energy stream of peace with the practice where you're inviting in the knowledge of what you want to know, because then you can begin to trust more. And then when you hear the answers coming and you take action on them, you see evidence of it. So you don't have to trust and blind faith. You begin to trust because you have evidence
mm-hmm.
of what you've asked for arriving. And as you do, and as it builds up, and as you journal it, so you go, oh, I asked for that. Because the mind will shut it down. It'll forget that you even asked to begin with. You know, it'll call it some silly coincidence, and
right.
then you don't trust it again. You
right.
know? So that's why you're guided through all the practices that begin building your understanding, your trust, your behavior, your actions. You know, and that's what gets you to that place of trusting completely in that voice that speaks through all the different ways it comes through to you.
So there is a certain level of discernment initially.
Absolutely.
An awareness that one has to have of their surroundings, as the examples that you have given, so that we can get to a place where we don't have to even think about it anymore. Oh, okay, I'm being prompted to go this way. I better go this way. Don't know why. Doesn't matter why. I'm going this way. Because I've had those experiences when I was living in Phoenix. I bicycled everywhere. And I actually, we lived out in an area where there were farm fields. And so the city blocks were much larger than your normal city blocks. I traveled halfway down a city block, and I kept getting this prompting, you need to turn right back there. I literally turned around, went back to that corner, and I turned the direction that I had been prompted to go. I don't know why. It was like I felt very uncomfortable until I did that.
Right. You know, this is the thing, Richard. We all have this knowing. We all do, every single person. So the only thing that's happening, which is not the only thing, which is the extraordinary thing that happens, when you experience that reigniting power within you, is you're just bringing it up into higher consciousness so you can use it continually in your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's there for, so that you can be that, so you can always tap into that knowledge, so that you can always tap into what to do. But what I also want to let you know is, it isn't that every move takes you to being, ta-da, you know,
exactly.
the next millionaire or the next this. It isn't like that.
Yeah.
You know, there is, you'll appreciate this, there is a Hindu deity by the name of Ganesh.
Yes.
And Ganesh is the remover of all obstacles. And what he will do for you is, if you are going down the road that's not going to get you where you want to go, he'll put a boulder up. So that you have to turn left or turn right. Well, guess what? You know, and I've had this happen. I'm guided to do something. I get there, and when I'm there, I'm like, what was this about?
Yep.
Okay, I don't mm-hmm. get it in the moment,
yeah.
but I know the answer will come.
Yeah.
And so sometimes we do want to trust that, and when you will never be harmed, like you said, you're never going to be harmed, but you might go, why was I here? You know?
Yeah. Exactly.
But it's okay. It's okay when you're trusting and knowing and you have so many gifts coming to you where you're seeing that, you begin trusting that sometimes you're going to be moving into areas maybe to support another human being, maybe to do something for someone else,
yeah.
not just for you,
yeah.
you know, for someone else. And you have to trust that that's why you're being guided there. That's why you're showing up.
Now, I would categorize, for example, the law of attraction as a stepping stone, because one of the other words to replace the word attraction is attachment, because the way that it was originally presented, it was to do with money and cars and homes and relationships and things. And that's nothing more than attachment. I mean, I shared with you how I want to codify all of my personal belongings down into a 6x6, you know, trailer or something on wheels that I can just move around, maybe even down further. I mean, I even knew a guy who basically, when he would move from one place to another, he would keep getting rid of stuff until everything fit like in the corner of the room. It wasn't living a life of austerity, but he was trying to really live a life of simplicity. And so when I started hearing about this law of attraction, I thought, oh, great, you know, because it would be great to have all kinds of money and this and that and the other thing. But the further I go into these conversations with people like yourself, I begin to realize that, you know, that stuff really, yeah, it would be nice to have. But that's like those kinds of things can become real distractions to that peace.
You know, what I want people to know is your life, you do begin simplifying your life, but that doesn't mean you have to give up your belongings. Because, you know, you can have a beautiful car.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a beautiful home. You can have the money to travel the world or whatever it is that you are longing for. And where your focus is and how you manage that is what makes a huge difference in your life.
Right, right.
And you can simplify down to nothing if that's what you choose to.
Mm-hmm.
But it isn't that connecting to the, you know, to the innate knowing within you, to that energy stream of consciousness, makes you give away everybody and give away everything you own and give away all your relationships. You know, I had one woman said, I really want what you're talking about, but I don't want to divorce my husband.
Okay.
Okay. Well, because you know what? She was really unhappy with her husband, and she knew that there was a possibility it wasn't going to work out.
Right.
And it gave her fear, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is where you what you spoke about earlier, Richard, sometimes you got to, you know, you want to get that level of understanding within yourself. And this is what happened to that man you spoke of, you know,
mm-hmm.
the financial person.
Right.
So when you say, you know what, there are things that are more meaningful to me than what I'm over here hanging on to. And this is my life.
Right.
And it might mean simplifying, and it might mean just shifting gears.
Yeah.
You might end up doing even being on a bigger playground than you ever were before. But that's your life, and that's what your life is drawing you to, that will give you meaning, that will give your life purpose, that will give you fulfillment, that is that enriched, conscious life that we all want to live and be in support of each other, living and having for each other.
Who is Marlies Carlin?
Marlies Carlin loves people. And didn't always couldn't always say that before. Marlies Carlin is ecstatic in that she rides the journey of life just the same as everybody else, but has found what has completely lit her up and brings her to tears just at the mention of what it is and the possibility it brings all of us.
You know, the thought just came to me that what you've created, people will come to the table and they may sample it and they may take away those things that resonate with them and support and help them in their journey, in their search, if you will.
Yeah.
And they may modify it. And I find that fascinating because of the litigious society in which we live. And the industry that I happen to be in, especially in relation to music and copyright infringement. And I'm thinking, there's nobody on that I've had on my program who is going to object to an individual incorporating bits and pieces of what they've created into their lives. There's the, it's like Marlise is not going to come after you with her bank of lawyers because you chose to use chapter 2 to change your life. I'm not saying reprint. I'm talking about using that information to change their life. And it's like, I wish the, you know, it's almost like I wish the litigious world, you know, would get with the program that there is nothing new that's ever created. We just keep, it's like, it's there for everyone's enjoyment, for their fulfillment.
Yes. Well, I don't think that I think that we're all here together to all bring our best selves and gifts to offer to society, to humanity, to this world. And it begins inside our own lives with ourselves, because often your worst enemy is you. And it hasn't allowed you to play on that field of possibility that is reaching out today to say, you can be all that you've ever thought you were. You can. And just begin by taking a simple step and allowing yourself to experience that within the stillness. And as you do, you'll find it drawing you to bring it. You know, I have so many people who've done this work are off now offering their gifts in all the forms that they are here to bring to the world. Mm-hmm. So as the best attorneys, as the best hairdressers, as people who become healers, as people who are doing this, who are doing that, you absolutely, you know, what did I do, you know, when I gathered together the practices? Yes, they're my practices, but I gathered them together from experts in all fields and then just synergized them into my own methodology so I could make it simple and bring it into your life every day. And then when that energy of awareness came to me, I knew that it was the bringing that into a new form of meditation. Because so many people, we all know what meditation can do for you. The benefits have been recognized for years, but how many people don't do it? And now, here suddenly is this new form that brings you peace from the moment you listen to it. So you're not having to say, I'll spend a lifetime to experience peace. No, you can listen to music and gently, and not so gently for some people, it just spontaneously gives you a place of inner peace and begins to grow from there, dependent on how you bring it into your own life. Wow. And then your gifts are off and running. Yeah. Whatever you want to do, you bring it out into the world. That's what we're all here to do.
It's exciting. I mean, the possibilities are endless.
They are absolutely
endless. It's really interesting how many of the folks I've had on the program, they talk about their, we'll call them the past lives in this lifetime that they've done. I've even had those experiences myself where after my first marriage ended, you know, people said, oh, you've reincarnated. You're a totally different person. And you have these wonderful new opportunities to do, you know, incredible things. And they come from, and these other folks, they come from such diverse backgrounds of things that it's just what they did because that's what they were supposed to do. You know, they grew up, they went to school, they graduated from college, and they got their full-time job so they could pay off their student loans, and they made a family, and all of a sudden a switch was flipped, and this isn't working for me.
Yeah.
You know, and they also have to come to grips with, and that's okay.
Well, when it isn't working for me is a great messenger.
Yeah, exactly. It is.
That's that boulder in the road that says, pay attention.
Exactly.
Don't keep going down the same road because it's not going to get any better.
Exactly. Let me ask you before we wrap up the program what you hope to or want to achieve through the work that you're doing.
Well, you know, I'm guided. So, you know, I am just following the messages that come to me. And I'm here to bring this out. And what I see happening is a mass shift in consciousness as we all are bringing out the gifts that we're here to bring out. And what that would look like is lawyers being the best lawyers they can be, and beauticians being the best they can be, and on and on and on. And what that means in the world today is you get to raise your kids in a loving, kind world. We're working towards solutions together, and we're putting the planet back to where it's healthy and happy. And, you know, there's so many things, and that's why I love that, look, you don't have to create world peace tomorrow. You just have to, not have to be, you just want to connect to the greatest you you can be. And when everybody does that, we will synergistically find how to work together to create the solutions to bring about this peaceful, loving, extraordinary world that we all wish to live in. And I know that so many people today already have that understanding. So you don't have to have it through the same glasses I'm looking at. You can have it through your glasses. And we can still find a way to work together because we're aiming at the same solution, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. This has been extraordinary. I've really enjoyed our conversation and the things that you have shared with us today, especially the meditation. Now, what do you call that? Give me that name of that
stillness.
Again.
It's a stillness session.
Stillness session.
It's a stillness session, unique, different form of meditation, but it's taking you to that goal of meditation.
And people can find that at powerofpeaceinyou.com.
Yes.
Powerofpeaceinyou.com, where you can also listen to and even download the meditation and follow along with it, as well as some other wonderful little things there. You can also go to marliescarlin.com to find out more about all of the work that she is doing here in the 21st century. Very exciting stuff. And Marlies, I want to again thank you so much for joining us on the program. It's been a pleasure, and I hope that we can have you back again as you continue moving forward through the 21st century.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much. It's been my great pleasure to be with you and to be with everyone today. I'm sending you so much love to continue igniting that power within you and living from that extraordinary, illuminating peace within.
And just to let you know that if you're not able to stay with us throughout the rest of the radio program, there is an after view. This interview goes on, and there's more. If you're not able to continue listening after the portion of the A to Zen interview, there's more to this interview. Just go to richarddugan.com, the radio show's page, where this interview is archived. It's going to be at the top of the list. And just click on the play, download it, whatever you want to do, and you can hear the entire interview. And it's a lot of fun. I'm Richard Dugan. This has been Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. We are giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. And until next Saturday at this same time, love to Lal.